Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Sir, fix I do work. Work six of them like Mike. He's out of sight.
Eagle,
tell them to fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. You basically, these guys knew that we recorded when
fuck you, guy. See, okay. Just.
All right. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Chat Trap. And I'm here today with very special individuals. First off, our first female guests, we have Kobe and we have Kelsey. Yes.
KK.
You guys should say hi. Just say
hi. I'm Kobe.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Don't be shy,
Kelsey. Like, you need to speak up. Like, see, look, I'm farther from the mic and look at.
We're spiking the this thing. So say hi once again so that they can hear you.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
Okay, nice to meet you guys. So, Klein, would you do us the all? Bill, do us the honors.
No, I'll do it. So, topic for today is it okay to check your partner's phone?
Is it? Is it really?
Is it though?
Now keep in mind, this is strictly within the boundaries of a relationship.
Not marriage.
I'll talk about my marriage.
In marriage, everything is transparent. So please, don't have password that your wife does not know. Matter of fact, make your password her birthday and make her password your birthday.
Or birth year.
Whatever. All passwords must be known. We must know what nudes and what kink people like. Which other must know.
I don't know why I start this session. Your search history will be open to each other.
So that she will know what she's going to delete in case of incapacity.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Somebody has to put your computer in the bathtub.
Exactly. Someone has to know how to put your computer in the bathtub. Imagine you're in your church meeting and then he says, Omar, something's happening at home. Go and delete it. I was looking at feet last night.
I don't think there's anything wrong with feet.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't think there's
anything wrong with it. Okay. I want you to stay all the way away from me. I know I asked you to be my forever comrade, but what's up?
Like, I could sell my feet for a couple of bucks, and because of sick people who like feet, I can make a lot of money.
I don't blame you. I blame men. Yeah. Useless human beings.
Yes, men are useless.
They are useless.
Because I don't understand.
Men.
What?
Wretched men. We
will not touch
wretched.
Anything.
Wretched.
No, but you like what you like. What makes you think that you can like BDSM and a man can't like feet?
Why would a man like feet? For heaven's sake, are you looking?
Pause. Why would you like feet? Pause.
Who likes BDSM?
I'm not making an accusation.
I'm just.
You are looking in Bill's direction.
Exactly.
So Bill, do you know something we don't know?
Let's ask a question. Do you like candle wax?
Yes, I guess.
Hey, good.
You guess.
It doesn't drop on my skin, so.
Hey, God.
Who taught you like this?
Pause.
Alaye, who taught you this one?
Wait, what? Wait, Kelsey, do you have a problem with candle wax?
Are you into candle wax of any sort?
And what's your stance on feet?
You know, the feet part always
feet gets better be known.
That feet, oh, you don't even have it, just say no. Just but for the remaining, you can talk your church mind.
But on a serious, come on. Talk to her. What do you think?
Actually, I like feet dancing, actually.
You do?
Interesting.
You know, the fact that Marvel has lit up.
Why are your eyes shining?
Mama has been looking for Uto Flow. That's the Uto for your car, don't they?
Something has been in your car. It's time to use it, Shane.
Yeah, we have
that Muhammad. Leather strap. Huh?
It's true. Do you know Muhammad has not been with us for like some time now? So, welcome back, brother.
Yeah,
comrade.
Comrade. Welcome.
Comrade. Nice, brother.
Welcome. Comrade.
It's good to be back, comrade. I was in the trenches.
What makes you think you're not in the trenches? Look at you. Good nigga.
Why look me? Why you?
You and the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining.
I'm
here. Don't worry.
Giving birth to more and more comrades.
Don't worry. A new comrade was born today.
We leave the hood.
That's how you brought Hillary into the comradeship.
And we're all beautiful like comrades in the sky.
All right, to the topic of the day.
So, I want to just hear from the girls first. You guys should just give us what, as in a...
Yeah, Kobe.
Reintroduce the topic. You have been talking about feet and
me?
Wire.
Then mention feet.
Topic again.
I'll say it one more time. Is it okay?
Okay, so is it okay for you to check your partner's phone?
So,
Kobe, what do you think?
I personally feel it's okay to check your partner's phone because... if you can share body fluids, what's in the phone that can be shared?
Research history, that's so, feet there.
Sorry, can I ask
you
a question?
If I get with a man who likes feet, I would know that already.
You would know that.
Wait, Kobe, I got a question.
I mean, have you seen my feet?
Mommy Jesus.
Exactly. Have they actually seen your feet?
I don't want to see anyone.
Size 43s.
42s.
You're wondering why I call her.
I've seen your underarm. I saw your underarm. It was 43 that was there.
Cassie's underarm.
Lies. Don't put it on that point.
Lies, she's lying.
Cassie's underarm.
You and someone could share shoes. Case and points. You all were together last week though. You and someone could share shoes.
So you're wearing men's shoes.
Yeah.
Even if you wonder if your size. Why I call her big
bed. He wears a size 43.
Uh-huh.
And then I wear a 42. Uh-huh. All my heels are size 42s.
Okay. Yeah, but you always complain that those things are murder on your feet.
Exactly. Every heel is supposed to be murder on your feet.
I wouldn't know. I don't wear heels.
Exactly. I should buy you some.
Oh boy!
Trying to drag movement right now.
But you feel like it's okay.
Yeah, I feel like.
Okay, see, I was the guy. You feel like it.
Yeah, because like, you say you give the limitation of marriage, like it's like
in marriage. Okay, for you. In marriage, it's okay.
How do you prepare? You go if you date someone from your formative years and marry that same person. And from the relationship, you guys don't check your phones. How do you then?
I just feel like since we're in a relationship, phone? There should be some boundaries. Now, if women are allowed to say no to sex in a relationship, then you know.
Men are allowed to say no to sex too. You know that, right?
We both know men.
I'm just saying, men are allowed to say no to sex.
Men are allowed.
They're different.
Okay, fair, but let's just look at it this way. More often than not, who will say no?
I.
Will say no to sex in a relationship.
In a relationship, if I want to piss you off, yes.
It depends. Have you guys had sex? No, but you see,
there are two different things, you know.
What
because
the hell
you
is
could
that?
Ask me for my phone and I'll say you could ask me for my phone and I'll give it to you without like hesitation. Yeah,
including Snapchat.
Anything you want
for your eyes only too.
For my eyes only, I will even give you the pin to my for my eyes only. Just
let's open it now.
The only thing you'll be seeing is somebody's penis. So
not
smashing.
I don't see.
But if you're down for that, I could.
Okay.
Let's hear from Kelsey.
What do you think? Is it okay to check your partner's phone in a relationship?
Yeah, I think it's okay because I don't know. I feel like if you should be hiding something from that person, you shouldn't be with that person.
You should
be with the person you're hiding whatever you're hiding from.
Okay. Let's put it this way. Is it everything that you do that your parents know?
No, I know you have boundaries.
There should be boundaries. You have boundaries,
but not that kind of boundaries.
Yeah, there should be those kind of boundaries. My opinion.
Hold on. Pause. I want to interject here. She said, "You can." You said something about body fluids. You guys share body fluids, so why can't you?
Some
people are anti. Yeah. You share body fluids, but you can't share a toothbrush.
I'm not joking. Like,
I share my toothbrush
with
my partner. If my partner wants, I could give my partner my toothbrush. It really doesn't.
Okay. You are saying that you're fine sharing body fluid. Is your partner. Bear with me, this is going to be gross. If he spits into a cup.
Oh God.
Can you take it?
Okay, now let me tell you something, yeah? If my partner spits in my mouth during sex, it's different than when he spits into a cup and asks me to drink it.
You know,
it's very different. The setting is different. Now, let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question.
I'm glad you said that.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm glad you said that.
This is somebody that you're sleeping with. This is your partner that you're sleeping with. There's supposed to be trust between you and this person. Now imagine the person is having an away game and he's also sleeping with the other person, like raw dogging the other person, legit. Wouldn't you like to know that she's, you know, letting four men run a train on her?
That is why Nigeria created Gold Circle. So that in case they are running train on her, you are wearing sheep's intestine to do what you are doing. You get me?
No, but you see,
I'm glad you said something about the setting. the context.
Yeah.
Context matters. And that is why I believe the nuance should be applied to the situation of checking your partner's phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nuance should be applied. You are reading the phone with a different context in mind from whatever the conversation that person is having with that person.
Okay.
Yeah. No, let me finish. So for example, now there are certain conversations, context matters, timing also matters. Mm-hmm. That conversation could have been had way before you guys even met, but you saw it and you just assume that that happened concurrently. But context, again, context matters.
Can I come in here now? Okay. You said like it could have been that, you know, context matters. It could have been before I started talking. Obviously, I have eyes. I can see like timestamps, dates, and everything.
That has not
now, yeah. No, chill first. Now you are having a conversation with somebody. You've been dating your chick for like 2 years now. And then she finds out you've been having a conversation with somebody, especially at night. You guys are always talking about, oh my God, I miss when we used to fuck in your parents' house or some shit like that. Why are you having that conversation with another woman? Obviously, there's no context needed there. There's no context needed. We already know what's going down.
That is wild.
wild thoughts. These are wild thoughts.
Can I say something, man? For me, it's simple like this. First things first, we live in Abuja. Let's not lie to ourselves. All of you in this town.
You're running short.
Everybody has had sex with everybody.
What?
Nah, I'm not had sex with Kenya. I'm not sex with Kenya because you're ugly as fuck. So fuck you, girl. Fuck you. You're ugly. I'm not had sex with you. But I'm saying that, like generally, you meet a girl. Like now, 12 of you are fine girls. There's no how, no way. I don't know who your Instagram. There's no some guy that say, hello, can I see your box? Look at your vagina.
No, you see something here. If a girl texts my man now and tells him, oh, can I see your penis? It's the reply that will tell me what. I don't care what she's saying. I don't care what she's saying.
But
I care what he's answering.
But we do know that even when each of us was in a relationship, at some point in our lives, there were conversations like this. Some people could playfully flirt because of boredom. It happens.
No, yes, playfully flirting. But do you know
that? And if someone checks your phone at the wrong time, what if, you know, two of you are off the bat of a, you know, a certain kind of argument she get or something like that, and then with that emotion they see your phone and they see all these kind of things.
But why
of
are you flirting wrong, with man? Someone who is not your girlfriend?
Because my girlfriend is a boring whore.
Well, can I tell you, have you heard of this saying that now from club dance they take start?
Why did you bring that?
I'm just saying because
I saw you
say it's playful. You say it's playful.
Is you ahead of
next thing you know, you guys are clapping cheeks.
Wait. Okay, I have a scenario, right?
From dancing that they start clapping cheeks.
I have a scenario right here.
That's a chicken and egg situation.
I have a scenario right here. Right? This one happened like this Christmas break, right? I won't mention the person, but this one happened to me. All right, so. This will happen. A friend of mine from school, right?
Yeah.
She hits me up like after a long time and she's like, hey, what's up? It's been long. We haven't chatted for like a while and stuff like that. And then I was like, yeah, it's been long. Like me, like 4-5 years as in like it's been long, stuff like that. She's now like, okay, yeah. That I'm sure you have kids by now. I'm like, She's like, I'm sure you have kids by now. I'm like, okay, no. Hey. Not
man, we still the streets. So, they ask like, for children.
Then she was like, the next one was like, but I'm sure I've had sex by now, right? So I'm like, okay. So my own thought is like, okay, if I should give the response she's looking for right now, I know what she want to get. And then what comes to my mind is like, okay, what might be if she now see this now? She'd be like, what's the next step you're trying to take? As nice?
She won't like it.
She won't like it, definitely.
Definitely.
So definitely, it's a very, very
controversial topic.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have no intention of doing
it. You don't have intention of engaging that conversation, but then it happens.
For example, me, my own, I've been.
You see,
Yeah,
most men like to think that they won't check phones and all. You're not checking phones because you haven't put in a situation where you would check the person's phone. Trust me. Because I know, like, I made a person's life hell. Because I kept checking his phone. Like, I didn't keep checking his phone. I just kept threatening that I would check his phone. And maybe once or twice I checked the phone and it was a whole fight. And then this person kept telling me that, see, I don't check phones. I don't check phones until the day I put my password. I put his face on my phone and it was all hell.
Dang.
Like, all hell broke loose.
Now, imagine.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, why do you laugh, sir? What's the most problem? Who's your daughter? What's
wrong? Please, excuse me.
Oh, comrade, excuse, help me now.
Comrade, excuse me. I can laugh if I want to laugh. A story is funny, it's funny. It's not funny, it's still funny.
Oh, yeah, but wait first. Imagine if two of you now had kept this law of not checking phone. People would have been, you know, watching each other, cruising, relaxing.
This is where. Who knows? There would have been a child by now.
No, this is where.
I mean, there may have been a child. There may have been a child, but how sure of you of the paternity?
That's why Nigeria is very patriarchal. Men, we don't need your permission. You can carry that boy, carry his hair.
Same way I don't need your permission. If you put my face on your phone, I will.
No, that's why I say.
You see, it's controversial.
That's why I say, checking your partner's phone. That's a very dangerous game.
I don't
know. No, see.
No, that thing you're looking for, you will find it.
You will find it.
But you see, it's a funny thing. Why do you think that somebody that you're intimate with, there should be anything dangerous to finding your person's
phone? There should be that level of trust.
No, mind you. No, thank you. More wants to say something.
Mind you, we excluded marriage in this topic.
Yes, I said, but the truth
of the matter is, even going well into marriage, there are couples who do not let each other check each other's phone because they don't trust each other. But they can't apply the context of what is this conversation and where is it going for.
But you do know that that's where conversations come in.
Wait now. So there are couples that, because of that, yes, you will ask the person, but it's way better for them, for their peace of mind, to just leave it. They trust each other. They genuinely trust each other.
That's why I said there's that level of trust.
Yes.
But just look at it from my point of view before you guys continue. Imagine, like I said, we are living in Abuja. This place, not trench, guys.
Short time everywhere.
You're living in Abuja, you are dating a girl. She didn't stay Guaripa. Big ass, for God's sake. You want to tell me that you are the only one that is sending dick pics to her? It's not possible.
Even if she's not agreeing for everybody.
There'll be one idiot that she finds funny. And that's just it. And I don't want to see that.
Hang on. I remember a story Bo told me. You know, Bo is a really nice guy. So one day he was driving and he saw this lady standing under the sun and he was like, oh, let me see where she's going to. Maybe I can drop her off somewhere. And this chick asked him, so where are we going to? It's 8K for short time. And I thought this thing killed me. He was trying to be a good Samaritan and they were telling him that he should pay for
both. You have told a very abridged version of that story.
Yeah, would I tell the whole thing?
No. Anyways. I'm just saying it's very abridged because you are missing the funny part.
Okay.
It's the fact that I asked her, like, what's happening? Like, where is she going to? She said, like, she's hustling. That is what caught me off. you missed the most important part of the story. It was midday on a Sunday. A hot Sunday afternoon.
Shit. The sun is still out. Solid point.
Hello.
Are you not carrying out where there's AC?
You don't even need AC, sir. There's a space in Guaripa. It's 1.5 in case you need.
Guaripa.
If they are living in Guaripa, they are cheating.
You know, I actually want Kelsey to say some words right now because Kelsey has been quiet.
I feel like you have a story to tell us.
You have a story to tell us.
Because you agreed that yes, it's okay to check your partner's phone. So just tell us.
You can hide names or whatever, but please, if you feel like telling us,
don't name drop. We don't do that here. Don't name drop. But please tell us any story that is tricking you in your trust.
Actually, it's not like really a very serious story or anything like that, but actually there was this one time I was dating this guy, yeah, and I don't know, actually I think it's okay to check your partner's phone, but I don't like to do it. I just it's fine to check my phone because for me, if I have stuff to hide, I would get rid of it. Like, I would get rid of it before I, like,
nice one, senior
comrade.
Can hide evidence,
comrade.
It's the idiots that don't hide anything on their phone. That comrade, explain yourself.
You see the teenager? It's me that took a man's word. You say I don't check phones. I say fine and good. I knew something like double dead him. I said, let me just put your face. I know you won't. In my head, he won't check the phone. He won't check the phone.
I went to bed. Save you.
I went to bed. They would have used rope.
Use rope.
So, okay. Kelsey, go on. So,
Yo, because you know everybody's a sinner.
Yes, everybody's a sinner.
You can be like serious with someone. Mama, you can be serious with someone, but like there's just something out there that just catches your eye and just go for it.
Exactly.
So I just if I have like stuff like that, maybe chats, messages, pictures, before I go see my boyfriend, everything's gone.
Thank you.
Because
you come you be a smooth criminal.
See. So you guys would rather be taken for idiots.
No. I'm not saying take us for idiots. Because
I'm not going.
Vice versa.
I'm gonna check.
It goes with.
No, wait, me. That I'm checking my partner's phone all the time. What guarantee do I have she's not clearing her shit like the way Kelsey is?
Yeah, I'll be feeling myself.
I had this boy where like my first ever boyfriend. In his head, he was smart, dumbass. In his head, he was smart. He led the chat. And you know the crazy thing? I was looking and that was the first time I ever checked his phone. And this was like 9 months into no.
Now pregnancy.
4 months into our relationship, not 9 months, because we ended towards 9, 10, 11, I can't remember. Mm. Yeah? And that was the only time in the course of our relationship I ever checked his phone. And that day, in his head, he cleared conversations and all. But there was this missing thing, the way the conversation left. Like, obviously, he thought he was smart, but he wasn't.
Yeah, so if you think your hiding, archive that time.
If you think archive that is on top
archive
here.
It was better when it was under. Now it's on top.
Because on top. First of all, you see people that are messaging you here.
Because WhatsApp and does not support sinners.
Snapchat
is the app.
So basically, they are saying.
Also, digital forensics is a thing now. So whatever you delete, somebody can try just bring it back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing is safe.
So all of you, like literally, even when criminals, when they send messages and try to
whatever
delete,
you
digital
delete.
Forensics will literally
pinpoint
those things need to be logged into the servers.
I'm not one to delete messages. Like, if you catch me red-handed, you've caught me red-handed. I'll own up to it and I'll apologize. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one for shit.
I'm not one to delete messages. Mm-hmm. Now the thing I have to say.
Are you not a twat? No, but are you not a twat?
The thing I have to say to this is, honestly speaking, yeah, there are a lot of diseases out there for you not to check your partner's phone. Because you don't know where she's, who is dipping anything into her.
No, that's the thing, right? Because, let me give myself an example, right? I try my best not to check my girlfriend's phone. In as much as definitely you'll be suspicious, definitely everybody has that sus mind once in a while. But, it's just restraint. That's the key thing there. Because for me, I feel like the more you check, the more you keep having suspicions about her, and then that trust keeps dropping down. And then from there, you start having doubts about the person you're with. And this person you say you have feelings for and all that, whatever. So I feel like staying away from that trouble magnet is better for you by far.
Okay.
It's just like every once in a while, like, even if your partner is, like, texting on her phone or something, like, you have, like, this urge just to, like, glance over to see what she's doing or something. So, okay, there's this, what do they call it, group of videos I normally watch on YouTube called Reddit Out Loud, Relationship, Surviving Infidelity and stuff like that. And certain marriages literally ended because the partner, who normally never, ever, like, checks the phone.
Send notification.
Just said she was drunk and everything, and he just said let him check the phone. And they've been married for over 15 years. Let him just see something. And like, they don't keep passwords on their phone. That's how much they trust each other. So something just told him that day to just check his phone. Check the phone. Like, a notification came in, and it was like at 3 a.m. in the morning. Who is messaging
my
you
at 3 a.m.
at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Disrespect.
So he just opens it and check, and what he saw, he was not ready for.
Yeah.
So apparently she was sleeping with her cousin, and the cousin was sleeping with other men.
See why you should check phones.
Other men?
Yes.
Why you should check phones.
And sends her pictures of when he sleeps with other men.
See why you should check phones.
Damn, I thought it was a she.
No.
See why you should check phones, boys.
It's weird,
boys.
Right? It's weird.
Okay.
But you know, like, as much as like you should check phones, you know, if stop, like, I just feel like checking phone shouldn't be like a guarantee, like for you to know that this person.
It's not entitled.
I know a lot of people that actually cheat and wouldn't even know they do stuff like that.
But you know something.
But that one day, definitely.
Exactly. Yes.
But I just feel like this. Like,
yeah.
So exactly like the way that guy that
notification go coming. Like see him. Chakam.
Comrade, we are doing work here.
It's just. I've held phone. They gave me phone. Madam say, you can check. I said, I'm not checking. Carry your wahala out. Because see, trouble. Anything that is inside that phone, be it your own or not your own,
is your phone.
Is your phone. And anything that I see there, I want to come out. I don't want to question anything. If the breeze is going to me, I want the breeze to blow. And I'll see, and I'll be like, ha, I've caught you. I don't want to go and look for it and find it. I want to be like, oh, I've caught you. No, wahala, let it end. Not that I'm going to look for trouble, then I'll now come and be having sleepless nights. What if I cannot now talk? Wait, what if after what I've seen, I cannot now talk? I'll not be holding my pillow. Hey, God.
Hey, God.
What happened? It was 3 days to Christmas.
Partner's phone, then you're probably not really.
You don't trust your mind,
like you're not interested anymore because you're definitely going to see something that is going to end.
You're looking for an excuse to
be definitely going to see. Are you seeing where the problem is with like, how we are all thinking? Your partner, you're definitely sure, you're certain that you're going to see something that will end.
No, like for the moment,
then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
If you're checking the person's phone,
there must be a reason.
Exactly. You see, yes, every time you have suspected your partner of cheating or being flirtatious with somebody, every time I've suspected, my partner of playing away, every time. That something has told me, check your partner's phone. I've checked and have found what my spirit was telling me to find there.
And the one time they check your own, they almost choke you out.
You see something. It's a story I can tell now. It's a story because it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
But I don't even want to be in his shoes. I did not want to be in his shoes that day.
Okay, it's just okay.
Get hills.
Anyway,
help yourself.
This is why I say like that. You definitely see something. Like I've said, you live in Abuja. Take him, JJ.
Stop it, Abuja says. You are a prostitute.
Yes, I remember that.
You are a prostitute.
I stand at Wuse
Abuja is my excuse.
Yes.
And wait for him like to come and carry me. Abuja changed me.
Okay, what?
I was not like this before.
You go to check your partner's phone. Yeah, and you feel like, okay, you are actually suspicious. That shows more insecurity on your part.
Yeah.
One. Secondly, when you actually check the phone, even if you, regardless of whether you find something or you don't find something, the other person is not going to feel nice that you check their phone, even if there's nothing on the phone.
If there's no issue, they would never know.
No, but even if they never know, you have just proven my point. No. You don't trust the person.
No. It's not my see. Let me just tell you, you don't even trust yourself. You don't even trust yourself 100%. You don't even trust yourself 100%. I will go out. I'll tell myself I won't drink. But if I go there, all my guys are drinking. I will drink some. I'm allergic.
Shiggy, yeah, come back. Come on, call her.
I'm allergic to alcohol. I don't even trust myself. Like if I want to drive out, I think about it. Am I going to drink where I'm going to? I don't even trust myself 100%. So why should I trust someone else 100%?
Exactly.
You can't. Do you know something? Even God says it's hard for humans to trust God 100%. Let me tell you why. You're hoping for a promotion. You've prayed about it, but there's doubt in your heart that you'll get that promotion. So if I can't trust God 100%, why should I trust Son of Man?
But you still trust nonetheless.
No, you trust, but I won't give you 100%.
Don't give 100%.
Okay. Seriously, God tells me that this person is cheating, and I check the person's phone and the person isn't cheating, my bad, yeah? But if I check the phone now, according to my guts, I see that the person is cheating. That means I should have checked the phone initially.
Now you be Momo now. You did date for Abuja.
So what's your preaching? Is what the Soviet Union used to preach. Comrade, trust must verify.
Yes.
Bam.
That's it.
Abuja has one of the highest rates of HIV being passed from person to person. No jokes. Like, see, this is
number one.
Look at
Nasarawa, 11,000.
You don't know who your partner is going to sleep with. It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games. When those people ran away from Nasarawa and came here.
Now, what if your girlfriend is sleeping with those people from Nasarawa?
That means me, I've caught
anime
HIV. I've been ninja HIV.
Exactly. I would rather find out early than catch something from a motherfucker.
Look, see, to me, I just still say, to me, my own opinion, I still say, like, you know, it's best all of us just trust each other blindly and hope for the best. There's an old saying, and me, that's what me, I want to just close my own discussion on. There's an old saying, they say there are three things that cannot be forever hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. Whether you like it or not, if you like, be the greatest of it, they will catch you one day.
Like, be lucky.
If you like, be Loki, they will catch you one day.
I mean, they caught Loki,
so exactly. Let me tell you one. The guy caught his girl. He caught his girl, and the way he left, right her like this, because in his heart of hearts, he was not cheating. But the pain, now, not to say beating women is good, I'm just saying, when he caught his girl, he was paid.
No, you can't beat a child and tell the child how to cry. So if he beat her, he beat her.
Yeah, he beat her.
Because, I mean, in law, it's allowed. If you do it in the heat of the moment, it's called provocation.
Yes, it was in the heat of the moment. When he felt like he was crying, man.
I don't excuse violence.
No, violence is wrong, but man, I felt pain.
I mean, like, remember that about brief video of that girl that they caught inside a truck? And she was just like, nigga, go away. I'm not done. See, in the heat of that moment, honestly, if I'm here, I for drag that girl.
And the guy was asking the girl, why did you cheat on me? The girl said, fuck off, I don't love you. Now leave me alone.
That was bad.
No, if it was,
and you know something, evidence of her not loving him would have been on her phone, because she would tell her best friend.
Yeah, but he trusted now.
Why didn't she just tell him that she didn't love him?
Let's not act like we understand humans. A girl will be in a relationship for what she can get. And if she's getting money, she will stay there for as long as she can.
Apparently, from what she said, I have said thing on my phone, like, someone is literally there because of what she can get.
Exactly.
And that is all. Yeah. And but
if a man is ready, a woman will stay with him no matter what. He can beat her, he can cheat on her,
can fart on her.
As long as he's there giving her money, she will stay. And trust me, money is the one thing that rules the world, and it rules a woman. Don't forget that a woman's best friend is diamonds. Exactly. So if a man can give her diamonds, she will stay no matter what. And her best friend will know she doesn't love
him. I think this last statement you made, right, will lead us to our next topic, our next episode. So anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I know a lot of you have a lot of questions pertaining to this. So
if you have questions, send them to us.
Send it to us. Remember, speak to you. My girl, she got a
diploma. Bye.
Fuck yo, like.
She got wife written all over. All a nigga know is how to fuck a good thing up. Run from the pain, sip lean, smoke tree up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. When I'm in your town, press pound, hit me up. Only if you down and you slurp good D up. If the work good, I'll be back for the re-up. Hate when I creep and the phone wake me up. Fake like I'm sleep, knowing damn well I be up. Monkey on my back and I walk 100 miles. Guilt make a nigga feel fake when he smile. Love get confused in the mind of a child. Cause love wouldn't lie like I lie and it's wild. Wanna have my cake and another cake too. Even if the baker don't bake like you. Even when the flavor don't taste like you. So I'm back mobbing with the late night crew. All in your mind with fears that would come true. Back in my mind, the back of my mind was you. Wishing that I could blind myself from view. And only advice for you. Slip me a Zanny at once. Somebody, I got the earth and the blunt. I get the skirt when I want. I get the skirt when I want. Due to the money aroma.